the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the program. You are listening to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. It is always good to have you along. We're going to make it a great show, great week, Peter, as we break down some of the most important aspects of our listeners' retirement, pre-retirement years, right?
Absolutely. A lot to cover in today's show. I'm really, really excited. A lot of new stuff to go over with you guys. So let's get rocking and rolling.
We like to accentuate the positive on this program, as you know, but we're going to start with a little bit of negative because they just looked into this and they studied, Peter, some of the worst mistakes people make after retirement. And we are going to try to save you from some of those pitfalls today. And I know that for some of your clients, Peter, that you help, people sometimes come back once they have entered into retirement, and maybe they need a retweak of their plan because plan A didn't quite go like plan A was supposed to go, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But if we can go through some of these things and help put you in a better position to avoid some of these mistakes, that's what we're going to try to do today. So let's just start at the top. Some of the most common missteps people make after retiring. Let's go with number one. It's a big one, Peter, not understanding their budget. People might make assumptions about costs that will go down while failing to recognize that there are a whole lot of other costs in retirement that might go up. And how many times have you seen this, Peter?
This is actually interesting because I hear this a lot. And you know, one of the issues is we tend to hear a lot of folks forget to plan for inflation.
Yeah.
All right. And of course, we're going through a rare environment, if that makes sense. It's 40 years ago where we started to see some of these effects hit us. So this doesn't happen all the time. But I'm talking about normal inflation. Inflation is real. Okay. And if you don't plan with inflation, over time, you're going to start asking yourself, why is this costing more money? Or maybe we shouldn't be traveling as much because we didn't realize that it's going to cost this X amount of dollars over time. So on average, over a 20-year time frame, you could expect prices to almost double. And
yeah,
that's real. And that's real. So when it comes down to understand how to budget, you need to be doing a very detailed analysis. You have to be strict. It can't be a free-for-all. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to spend this amount of money this month and this amount of money next month,
right,
and do what you want. You just can't do that. You need a game plan. And that plan always needs to be reviewed on an ongoing basis.
You know, I have a friend who just went through retirement and they're probably into their first year, just into their first year. And one of the things she said was, we did not plan for all of the eating out, which sounds silly. And I'm not talking about McDonald's here and there.
Sure.
But she said, when we both had jobs, we'd maybe take our lunch to work or go through Panera. She goes, now that we're both available to do whatever we want all day, every day, we've started going to nice lunches and then we go play golf and then we stay around and have a nice dinner after golf. She said, we did not see that coming with respect to just the silly cost of just things like eating out because they have the time now to do it together. And I know you budget for all of that, Peter.
Yeah, it's really important. We have to follow all areas. And also we have to put a very good, healthy amount to the side when it comes to miscellaneous expenses,
yeah,
you know, uncertainty. And then of course, you want that vacation time, you know, and we don't know exactly how much will it be, but we have to put a very nice, healthy, sizable amount to the side and make sure you are enjoying retirement.
So one of the things it says here is obviously work with a professional. You have to figure out your spending strategy, not just, Peter, how much money you're going to be spending each month, but from what bucket do you spend and do you spend first? Especially if you're married, you're going to have several options of different buckets of retirement money. Talk a little bit about how a misstep in that arena can really cost you in tax dollars, in income, in all of those things.
Yeah. So, and this is really important because I could have this conversation all day long. In this area, understanding a spend down strategy, understanding where investments will come first and so on and so forth. It has a lot to do with the plan, right? So what I mean by that is so many people I speak to are so focused on the highest possible return, so focused on investments or specific investments, where they tend to forget what is the actual outcome, right? We have to almost reverse engineer the plan.
Yeah.
Forget about investments. It's going to come together and you're going to need investments. But here's a good example. If you're looking to bake a pie, mm-hmm. one of the most important ingredients, and I'm not a cook, I'm not a baker, but I do know this. One of the most important ingredients is sugar. Mm-hmm. If you forget to put sugar in your pie, there's a very good chance it's not going to come out as expected, even though it's part of an ingredient.
Horrible.
Yeah. So these ingredients that we put within the plan, it's going to come. But what kind of plan are we building here? What kind of pie do you want? You want blueberry pie? You want strawberry pie? You want apple pie? Right? There's all different kinds because everybody's different. Everyone's unique in their own way. So we have to understand what is the ultimate goal here. And we create a strategy, a spend down strategy around it. And not just for you, for your loved one, spouse protection. And the whole list goes down and down and down and down. And this all comes together in regards to communication. Your plan needs to communicate.
Well, and let's talk about income strategy. So when you are in your working years, for everybody, I don't care if you're listening, whatever you do for a living, maybe you get paid once a month. Maybe you get paid every other Friday. Maybe you get paid on the 1st and the 15th. And by the way, that was always my favorite. It's way easier to budget when you know the dates that cash is coming in, right? I moved to a company, our radio company, about 12 years ago. And Peter, it's every other Friday. And that makes it very hard to budget when your bills land on hard dates and your paycheck is coming in willy-nilly on whatever date it happens to be. And then you know this, Peter, a couple times a year, you get paid three times a month. And so that's been hard for me. And that's just a silly thing. It drives me crazy when I have certain bills due on a certain fixed date. You know, and let's say I've got a bill due on Wednesday, but my paycheck doesn't come until Friday because that's the way the 15th lands, right? We Sure. all in our working years have to figure those things out as adults, and to some extent we do. It becomes a lot harder when your income coming in from these different buckets that we hope you're working with someone to figure out where to pull that money from. But it becomes much more difficult when you're not getting paid on a date, same amount. Some of these buckets fluctuate. And you could withstand losses maybe a little easier during your working years because you had a fixed paycheck coming in. You are constantly contributing to your retirement accounts. And now you've got to psychologically switch from having a corporation or a company, or if you're an independent contractor, your own hard work bringing that money in, instead of now we've got to spend. We've got to have a spend down strategy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is where it becomes interesting because I talk about this a lot in regards to there's a number of different things that you will be doing the opposite on when it comes to retirement. One of them is a very basic rule. And everybody pretty much knows this. And you can even ask everybody this question. When you get older, do you take on more risk or less risk? You take on less risk, right? Well, the reason for that is because when you take on a good level of risk, one of the best things you could do is put money into that plan. You know, dollar cost average, you know, you have nice high swings in that plan and so on and so forth. When you retire, I don't know too many people putting money into their retirement plans, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like, okay, well, we're doing the opposite. Instead of putting money in, now we're taking money out. So the way you invest clearly is going to be different versus your working years. Instead of putting money in, you're taking money out. The level of risk is different. The strategy is different. The philosophy has to be different. And if you understand the importance of this, if you get it and you understand it, it should not be hard because your team is there to guide you with the proper ingredients, the proper instruments to use to get you to and through it. And instead of focusing so much on investments, forget about that. It's going to come. The investments will come, right? What is the ultimate goal? Then work your way back to those investments to help accomplish those goals.
One of the missteps they list is overpaying in taxes. That's a misstep we talk about all the time on this program. I don't know that we need to spend a ton of time on it. Although you aren't a tax expert, Peter, you do have those tax experts on your team, and you can help people look at the tax implications of their decisions in retirement. It is so important. But I want to get to one of the social missteps that I see on this list that I think is very important, but also very interesting. You know, when we talk about retirement, it's about money, 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 money. And when's it coming in? And how are you going to spend it? And all of these different things and taxes and inflation. Not staying socially and physically active is near the top of the missteps listed here when they reached out and spoke to people in retirement. Not only can that lead to isolation, you're not going into work every day. You're not seeing all the same people you used to see. And for some of you, that might be a good thing. But for others, you really miss the camaraderie there. And it says, and we know this, it could lead to a decline in your physical and mental health if you are not staying socially and physically active. We've seen this time and time again, Peter. They will say, we crave as human beings the social, right?
Yeah.
And the physical exercise is important. The mental exercise is important. But I think the social exercise is important as well.
It's very important. And believe it or not, you do go through a stage. So here's a good example. I've spoken to some folks who just recently retired. And after a couple of weeks, I spoke to them again.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, I spoke to them again. And believe it or not, every one of them I spoke to, they're all going through this stage. And I told them it's a normal stage. The stage is I used to wake up every single, you know, every morning from Monday to Friday, you know, at a specific time frame. And now I wake up and I pretty much have nothing to do. This is why you need a game plan, right? You need to map out that game plan, because if you go through a stage where there is nothing planned out, it could be a depression kind of a stage.
Find a hobby, something.
And it doesn't have to be,
you know, you don't have to go sailing the world, but you need to be around other people.
Socializing is very important. Mentally, it's great. Physically, it's great. Trying to figure out what a hobby would be for you. Look, you got the rest of your life to figure it out. But this is something where you have to always make sure you are keeping your mind sharp, straight for the next X amount of years.
So I just want to mention this one briefly because it's awkward, but I know that it probably is going to ring true for a lot of people listening. Be very careful, it says, about supporting adult children or other family members. When they're looking at you and they're thinking, oh my gosh, they just went and bought a boat. They're millionaires, right? Can we have some of that? That can have a very negative impact on your finances. You have to draw boundaries. Be aware of the long-term consequences on your own financial situation. If there are others around you that cannot get their own life figured out. And that's tricky and that's complicated, but I can hear people nodding in their cars. Yep, I know what you're talking about. It's hard to say no, but protect yourself first in retirement.
Absolutely.
1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079 for help with all of those topics and more. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. We're back with more right after this.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program. I want to remind everybody the website is pcbfinancial.com. And the phone number, if you have a question, you can leave us a message there. You can text book into the body of this phone number, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Now is the time to get your hands on that book, folks. 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. I want to talk about some of the common post-retirement risks for our listeners, things that you probably see all the time when you sit down for that initial meeting with your clients, Peter. We know that it's important to expect the unexpected when it comes to retirement. And there are many factors out there that could be roadblocks for our listeners. And we're going to go through them in this segment of the program. And I want to start, Peter, with personal and family risks. And these are the tough ones. The tough ones I know that you've helped some of your clients navigate, the things that are tough to talk about that no one really wants to talk about. But for the purposes of this program and educating our listeners, we're going to talk about them today.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of them, okay? So when it comes to the topic of personal and family risk, let's take one, for example, longevity risk, okay? And this is really important. Believe it or not, I talk to a lot of folks about this topic, and we want to know, you know, what their family history may look like. And some people happen to say that their longevity is not as long, and they give me more information about it and more information about it and so on and so forth. And they happen to be on average, let's say 10 or 15 years past their longevity of what they expected from
yes.
their parents, for example.
Peter, we all have that person in our life whose father died of a heart attack at age 52, yeah. and they're now 65. And I think for men especially, it's a weird time when you start to pass the age that your father passed.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. And this is exactly a good example as to, you know, you have to plan longer, okay? Don't just give yourself, you know, this average number because you feel that the longevity might not be there. Forget about that. What if you do wind up living, you know, 30 years past your expectancy, right? So it's so important that you're planning for the long term while you're in retirement. All right.
And that's a beautiful just in case you live to 90. Yes, maybe you lost your mother or your father in their 50s or 60s. You can't plan that way. You have to plan to make sure we get you to the finish line with your money and with your assets.
Absolutely. You're just planning for, you know, the possible best and worst case scenarios, yep. you know, in this area.
Let's go down, Peter, the unexpected early passing of a spouse.
Sure.
Also, just a really, really tough stuff that we're talking about here. How does that change someone's retirement outlook and plan?
So this is kind of important, especially if the one who passes away was the one taking care of, let's say, most of the investments, most of the bills.
Yeah.
Taking care of, let's say, majority of this plan. So it's so important that you're both kind of on the same page. Now, you both don't have to know every single little thing about every single little thing in regards to an investment side, but you should know the general understanding of why certain things are in place and where to find certain things and how to do certain things on your own. Because I tell you, there are a number of folks that I do speak to who have gone through this period of their life, and a good number of them tell me that they're completely lost. They don't know how he or she took care of this or took care of that or why this is together or I'm still finding more accounts and this.
Right.
So there's so much clutter, if that makes sense, and it's foggy. And we have to make sure this is actually prepared. Another thing to keep in mind is, let's say if one spouse is ill, right?
Yeah.
And then you get into the point where you're starting to spend a lot of money on healthcare costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or home care, or long-term care, all of those things.
All of those things. And what if there really wasn't any kind of long-term care protection in place, right? And now you're spending all this money throughout the years, and then you're saying to yourself, okay, what's going to happen to me now?
Yeah.
Right? So again, you're protecting each other for the best and worst case scenarios. And this is a real thing because one of you you know, probably going to go before the other, you know, if you don't go together. And this is a something that you should be talking about, okay? And not just to each other, also to your children, because they have to be aware of where certain things are.
Yes.
And you have to be planning for both of you, not just one of you.
I even remember my grandfather, as they were getting older, sitting down with my grandmother and going through. I mean, they were the World War II generation and, you know, hid cash between dinner plates in the house kind of thing. But I remember him sitting down with her, and they were probably in their late 70s, early 80s, still very healthy.
Wow.
And he sat down with her and, you know, said, you know, I remember him saying, I want you to know, like, this is the list of the bills. This is where I keep all of these things. This is the one lockbox where we keep, you know, just so she was comfortable in knowing some of those things. She never had to worry about it before. And he wanted to make sure she wasn't left in the dark, God forbid, if something happened to him. And Peter, I'll tell you, I lost my grandfather in a car wreck, and it was incredibly wow. sudden, incredibly sudden, as accidents like that are. And, you know, thank goodness they had some of those conversations. So in the midst of grief, you're not completely left in the dark with some of those things.
Sure. 100%. Another thing is also divorce.
Let's talk about divorce.
Yeah, this could be interesting and at the same time extremely confusing. All right, this could really be confusing because what if in the event that this does happen, okay? The plan that you built originally was probably for both of you, and now you're starting to separate each other, and in this case, whether it's down the middle or it's not, now you need even more planning, right? Because if you're going to be single, right, who's going to take care of you? So we need additional planning involved, more of a customized plan for you, but additional planning when it comes to the divorce side.
Well, because you start talking about division of assets leading up to retirement or in retirement, that is a very volatile time to be looking at splitting up your assets when you are close to retirement. I mean, it's one thing to have a marriage dissolve in your 30s or your 40s. It's an entirely different ballgame if you're in your 50s or 60s.
Sure, 100%, 100%.
All right, the fourth and final point that we want to talk about in risks that you should know in retirement under the umbrella of personal and family risk is the unplanned job loss. And it's important to talk about that. My goodness, coming off the pandemic, we saw this. Who would have thought?
Yeah. So when it comes to unplanned job losses, this is something that we've been up against a number of different times. And it could have been in the event of we're just very close to, you know, handing out papers and say we're ready to go.
Yeah.
But because of this pandemic, a number of people got laid off, and obviously there was no expectation to it. So when it comes to this world of unplanned, this is why we talk about 5 years to 10 years on average to make sure that you are in the position that you are and what changes you need to make if you need to make any changes at all. So you do not plan for retirement, even though you've been saving for retirement,
yep,
but planning for retirement, building this custom written financial plan around your goals, around your lifestyle, whether it happens in a year or unexpectedly, that should be okay. Because if you properly planned 5 to 10 years before, you understand what you're up against.
The other thing is, Peter, with an unexpected job loss, what the heck do you do with your investments that you have built through that company? Now, I've heard people say, if the company no longer wants you there, you certainly don't want your investments there. And I know that people have come to you and said, look, I've got a 401k, or I've got an IRA, my company had a match. What do you do with that pot of money then, now that you have been separated from that company?
Yeah, anytime you leave a company, you never leave anything behind. And a number of folks have told me that they left some 401ks or retirement accounts behind when they left. And it doesn't really make any sense to do any of that. It's not like they're contributing to your 401 anyway, right? So making sure you do roll it over properly, making sure you do move it over from custodian to custodian tax-free, and there's no errors in the way. Those are things that we can do in your best efforts, but making sure you do it correctly is probably one of the best assets or decisions that you should be making.
Oh, yeah. Because Peter, tell people, if you pull that out in the wrong way, even if you've been fired and you make a mistake in the way that you take that money out to move it over, the tax implications can be devastating. I speak from experience on that, on some bad advice I got about 10 years ago. The tax implications were devastating because we took that out the wrong way.
Yeah, you don't want to do it yourself. Talk to a financial professional. Call me if you would like. I'll guide you through the process. But you never neglect it. You never forget about it. And you never touch it unless you understand how to do it properly.
1-800-880-8079 is the phone number. PCBfinancial.com is the web address for a wealth of information that you will see and hear on our program every single week. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about healthcare and housing under that umbrella of post-retirement risks that you should know. Cost of caregivers, care facilities, Peter, have skyrocketed. We know that. Lack of caregivers and care facilities as the boomer generation starts getting older. And we're also going to talk again about medical bills and why you really need to plan for that, even have a separate pot of money for that in some cases, Peter, to make sure you are covered in retirement. And it really all comes down to planning. I know we use that word a lot on this program, but it comes down to planning.
Yeah, getting your modern money blueprint or even doing a stress test analysis review on what you currently have in place, this is going to give you a much more clear picture. It's going to give you clarity. It should tell you what you need to do, if you need to do anything. It will tell you if you're on track, if you're off track, where are the areas that might need attention, where are the areas that are pretty much great in regards to your picture. So understanding how this gets done, give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. We can do this complimentary for you, but also make sure you give us a call anyway and just request a most recent copy of my book, Modern Money. Give us a shout. I have a couple of copies that just came in, and I got a couple of them to send it out to you. There's no strings attached. There's no cost to it. I'll mail it out complimentary here at the PCB Financial Headquarters. But give us a call, 1-800-880-8079.
You are listening to The Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bombara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bombara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Peter help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Modern Money Show with Peter Bombara, president of PCB Financial Group. I am your host, Dana Wright. We're talking this hour about the common post-retirement risks that everyone should know about. And of course, there's divorce. There's an unplanned job loss. We saw that during the pandemic. There's also medical bills, housing issues that pop up from time to time. Let's talk about it. We saw the hurricane, and we are in hurricane active season right now, Peter, where you wake up one morning and the house that you had that was on the beach is no longer standing. Wow. You have seen this with your clients, an immediate change in living situation, whether that's because you choose to downsize or something unexpected happens and you wake up one morning and your house is gone.
Absolutely. I mean, this could unfortunately change your entire life, right? And
yeah.
Things like this, you just don't plan for. You don't plan for that a potential hurricane is going to come and wipe away your home, right? These things are just, it should be part of the plan now going forward based upon, you know, what's happening. But I also heard that they said something like this happens usually on average every 500 years.
Yeah.
Right? But again, we don't know for sure if it's going to happen again in 20 years from now. But we do have to have backup plans, right? And we have to have backup plans, and we have to understand how to create, whether it's a legacy, how to create support for each other, if it's a spouse, right? But most importantly, where's your income coming from? What's covered? What's not covered? And understanding your benefits. And right now—
Understanding your insurance policy. How many people, Peter, open up that homeowner's insurance policy? You know, we get updates from time to time that they've changed this or they've changed that. How many people sit down and read that? My guess is the answer is very few. That thing makes my eyeballs bleed. But it's probably good to understand what your replacement costs look like for anything like that. And not just, you know, hurricanes and those types of disasters. I mean, we're broadcasting here from Kansas City in Tornado Alley. My husband lost his entire house in the May 2003 tornado. And I tell this story. He was safe. He was a couple of blocks away at his then father-in-law's house getting steak knives, of all things. They needed more steak knives. And so he had run down there, and he said he turned around and saw this enormous black wall, that it was not this well-defined funnel that you see in the movies. It was just the monster mile-long wall. And he said he just knew. You know, the sky turned green, all of those things. He was able to get down into the basement in his father-in-law's house, and they come back up after it hit maybe 45 to 60 seconds, he thought. And they come back up, and the damage didn't look that bad. There were some trees down, some shingles missing on the roofs, that kind of thing. By the time he made his way on foot back to his house, that side of the neighborhood just a couple blocks away was gone. I mean, just everything was just gone. And he said he had his cell phone with him. He made a phone call to his insurance, you know, 1-800 number. And he said, I'll never forget this. He said, I've just been in a tornado and my house is gone. And the woman on the other end of the line said, can I have your policy number? He said, ma'am, my car is in a different zip code. We have no house. I do not know my policy number.
Oh, goodness.
But you know what? Keep that stuff in your phone. Keep that stuff in the notes of your phone. And you know, the other thing he said, Peter, is take your cell phone and walk through your house and just record the interior of your house. Just walk room to room. It doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be well lit. Walk through that room. Because if something happens and you are to lose your house, even in a fire, something like that, they are going to want to know every single piece of content in that house, right down to your forks and your spoons and your knives. And he said, you know, for everyone listening, try to picture all of the stuff that you have in your house. They want to know how many pairs of pants. I mean, it doesn't have to be detailed, but he did say in the aftermath of something like a fire or a tornado or a hurricane, you've got other things on your mind, on your plate, and it makes it easier when you fill out that very detailed loss sheet if you've got video of what you're talking about.
That actually makes complete sense. Because believe it or not, there are some policies that you might not, and insurance kind of confusing, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's homeowners insurance or some car insurance policies or a flooding, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Insurance definitely can be confusing. And this is not something that everyone wants to even talk about or get into because it's so confusing and boring. But this is something that you really should be aware of, because you're going to find out, you know, somehow, if you really did buy the correct policy. And it doesn't hurt to just to call up your insurance company and just say, hey, I want to do a quick review of what's covered, what's not covered. I want to understand if I'm maximizing my benefits at all. Is there, am I missing anything? So it does not hurt to do a quick, let's say 15, 20 minute phone call review on whatever policies that you wanted to cover. But understanding what's covered, especially in times that we're going through and we've seen what's happened the past 2 years, give or take.
Peter, especially when it comes to stuff like flood, you need to know if you're in a floodplain, do you have to have insurance? Do you have flood insurance? My grandparents, when they lived down south, they traveled north during Hurricane Katrina. They were smart enough to get out during Hurricane Katrina. But so many of those homeowners down along the Gulf, they had their insurance company say, well, you had coverage for hurricane and for wind, but you didn't have the coverage for flood. And it was the surge and the flood that ruined your house, not the wind. So we're not covering it. I mean, there's stuff like that that goes on. And, you know, I think if you ask most people, do you have flood insurance or hurricane, you just assume all of that's covered. That is not the case. Wow. It is not always the case. So you have to know what is covered and what isn't. I remember my grandma saying, can you believe that? Without the hurricane, there is no water. Of course, the water took the house. It's kind of all wrapped up into one. You can't have a hurricane without water. But man, there were a lot of people that fought that for years. And so just the need to know what's in that policy is so important. And Peter, I know that if you can't help people go through that with a fine-tooth comb, you have people who can look at some of that stuff and say, as part of any solid retirement plan, especially when you are looking at different towns to retire in, what is covered, what is not. It is super, super important to know that.
Absolutely. And the funny how you just said what town you're involved. So if you happen to move and you forgot to change your car insurance to another state.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not a specialist in this area. I understand the basics, but this is something you should definitely be aware of, making sure that you do update your car insurance when it comes to this area, just to make sure you're compliant, if that makes sense.
Yep. All right, let's move on a little bit and talk about unexpected health care costs. That's a big one. Medicare open enrollment, I want to remind everybody, it comes up every single fall. It is important to go through that so that you know what is covered. But Peter, even for people listening, for your aging parents, your aging grandparents, if you still have grandparents around, the cost of caregivers and care facilities is not going down. And we also have a lack of caregivers and care facilities. They're building those as fast as we are filling those facilities up.
Yeah. So this is an area, again, not an area everybody wants to talk about, but you have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. When it comes to understanding caregivers, for some, it could be families, or for some, it could be someone who you're hiring. But there's a lot around it. There's a lot of information around this. And depending upon what the goals are, it could be stressful. And I'll give you an example. So according to care.com, 69% of caregivers say caring for a loved one is actually the number one source of stress in their lives.
Oh, 100%.
A loved one, right? And if you're caring for a loved one, and yes, I can see the stress for sure. I can see the pressure on your shoulders, the stress of what you're doing, and pretty much you probably are doing most of it by yourself, if not you're getting help, right? But it still can be stressful. And just think about what it's doing to you physically and mentally, right? Because in the event something does happen and now you're by yourself, now who's going to take care of you? Who are going to do the things that you want done the right way to make you comfortable, make yourself comfortable for the remaining years? And how are you going to be stress-free?
And then the last thing we need to talk about would be the financial umbrella of the common retirement risks that you should know. And no one's going to be surprised to hear this: inflation, interest rate risk, and volatility. And what's interesting is under this umbrella, Peter, those are things for the most part you have no control over. Inflation, interest rate risk, and volatility. But it all goes back to planning and what you can control. And I know that you do this with your clients, Peter. You sit down and say, look, we're kind of in a slump right now with this economy. But if you have planned and planned correctly, some of those things don't have to be completely out of your control.
Absolutely. And yes, we don't have control over this, right? Inflation, interest rate, volatility. We understand that these things will probably be around for the rest of our lives and rest of our planning years, right? But it's very important to understand that you can have a little bit more control than what you think you can, okay? And what I mean by this is, look, we have inflation. We've always had inflation. This is not new. We're just hitting record level highs of inflation. And we knew this since August of 2021.
Yeah.
And they told us, they said we printed too much money Yes, because of the pandemic.
Yep.
We're still trying to climb out of the pandemic. And now we're hitting record level highs since the 80s. So we kind of knew about this, right? So the question is, well, how tactical have you been? What changes have you made during this? And based upon history, we know what happens when interest rates go up. So if you were able to attack this area educated and you understand exactly what moves you had to make, then you're in a pretty decent shape, right?
Yeah.
This is why we have to look at what's called a stress test review analysis, because we have to understand where the interest rate risk is in the plan. Because the last time I checked, the Federal Reserve told us they're going to continue to raise interest rates. So as long as that happens, we know a lot of conservative plans, let's say they're bond funds, if that makes sense, or yeah, fixed income, is probably going to lose value for as long as they're increasing these rates. So this is why we urge each and every one of you to call in and request a complimentary stress test analysis review so you understand where the interest rate risk is, not just volatility risk, but the interest rate risk is that's actually causing all of this volatility. And then from there, we can have a conversation about where the managed risk is in the plan to help you understand the clear picture of what you should see within the next couple of months and what we're up against.
Yep. Put yourself in the driver's seat. You know, you're not going to be able to foresee necessarily a natural disaster that takes your house or inflation or volatility, but you can put yourself in a much better position to understand how these things can affect you. And to the extent that you can, try and navigate the very choppy waters of the United States economy right now. 1-800-880-8079. You can text book into the body of that, by the way, 1-800-880-8079. And we will send you a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We are back with much more straight ahead.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome on back to the program, everybody. You are listening to Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, yes, any, even this economy, with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Want to remind everybody, before we get to the mailbag and your questions of the day, you can call us anytime. You can leave us a message. You can text book to this number, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, 800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079. We ready for the mailbag, Peter?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Peter, I have heard you mention a plan for catastrophic illness in retirement on the program, but I wasn't able to catch the whole thing. Could you talk about that again? And what do we need to do really to protect ourselves from that sort of catastrophic risk? How do you help people with that, Peter? That's a good one.
So this really comes down to the need for protection is important, I guess, right? But what kind of protection, right? I mean, risk, they could be all sources of risk. It could be risk of outliving your assets. It could be risk of a long-term care stay, healthcare cost, assisted living. There's a number of different risk, I guess. Now, One good thing here is understanding not just the financial need, but also the protection of assets. and this is the area of protection of risk.
Right.
So what I mean by this is if you have a will, you want to start asking yourself, when was the last time you actually updated that will? Now, if you're in retirement or gearing towards retirement, you want to talk to a specialist who also can give you a good comparison of trust.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to illness, when it comes to capacitation here, who is in charge to making those decisions to help you make those decisions and making sure they're up against your wishes, right? And we could go real detail, such as medical power attorney, health directive. I mean, there's a number of different levels of risk,
right,
when it comes to understand what's going to make you comfortable at that stage. And on top of that, if you're single, now you need even more attention and more protection because you want to make sure that you are comfortable at that time in life. Is that helpful?
Absolutely. And people do ask like about things like long-term care insurance. Do I need that? Reverse mortgages is another one. Do I need that? You can help break all of those questions down in the meetings that you have with your clients, Peter.
Yes, absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be expensive, by the way. I know there are a lot of long-term care insurance products out there and people think, oh my God, that has to be so expensive. I think some of them are. I know that you will help guide people to the correct, appropriate products if it is something that makes sense for your client.
Yeah, it has to make sense. And understanding the modern versions of long-term care versus the older versions, you're going to thank yourself because if you never use it, think about this. All those monies that were put into the new versions can actually go to your beneficiaries tax-free. So we could talk about this definitely one-on-one.
Yep. All right. Peter, can you talk more about what goes on into a written financial strategy for retirement? I would like something like a checklist to make sure I have everything covered. I know you're big on checklists, Peter. What do you do to help people keep track of all this stuff?
Yes, checklists, excuse me, are very, very important. Believe it or not, if you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, there is an article that you can download complimentary, which gives you a checklist for financial planning. So that's really, really helpful. Now, understanding the process, the planning process, there is a number of different areas that you should be focusing on, not just investments. Okay. That is not just the only thing that should be a priority. The following is really important to make sure you are connecting the retirement puzzle. This is income planning, it's investment planning, it's tax planning, it's healthcare, and finally, legacy and estate planning. If you're able to connect those pieces of the puzzle together, you're going to have a true financial plan in place. So understanding your income needs and your investments and your tax plan and your healthcare and your legacy, all these things should be communicating with each other. And if they are, you then have a plan.
It's much more complicated, really, and much more in-depth than how much money do I have in my 401k account?
Yes, definitely.
Because that's really the baseline of what a lot of people know. And so if that's you, please go to themodernmoneyshow.com or give Peter a call. You can also leave us a message at 1-800-880-8079. This next question is complicated, but it makes me laugh. We get it all the time. And I know we could spend hours talking about this, but here we go, Peter. I know you hear this question all the time. How much would you recommend I set aside every year for retirement if I'm planning to retire in 10 years? So if you're listening right now, and let's say you're 60 years old and you want to retire at 70, how much do I set aside every year for retirement if I'm 10 years out, whatever that 10 years may be for you?
That is a very good question, and it's not an easy answer.
Oh,
so many folks over the years have asked me that, right? So many folks. Okay, what is your lifestyle?
Well, yeah.
How much income do you need to bring in every month for those monthly expenses? What is your longevity? Is there longevity? How has your health? Is your health good today? Are you taking care of your health? Do you exercise? There is a number of different questions that you would have to go through to reverse. That's right. I said reverse. Reverse engineer what you need in order to understand what you're going to have.
Right.
Now, a simple rule, very simple, but you should not follow this. Take 3 or 4% of all the assets you have, liquid assets, and you can times that by 3 or 4%. If you want to be conservative, use 3. and say to yourself, this is the dollar amount that could come in right now today, and see if that dollar amount is sufficient on a monthly basis. So you times it by, let's say, 3%, you got $1 million, that's 30 grand, divide 30 grand into 12 months, boom, that is your monthly income. That is how you give yourself a good idea, but you never, never follow that in retirement because the 4% rule does not work, but it gives you a good calculation. Then you start figuring out in regards to how much money you should save, upping it to 10 year, give yourself a decent rate of return. That should give you some kind of ballpark projection as a simplicity answer.
And go back, Peter, and remind everybody what the 4% rule was supposed to be. I know it doesn't work in that way anymore, but what was it supposed to be?
So the 4% rule is a very old retirement rule, okay? And it states that you should be comfortable to live off of 4% of your money every single year for the rest of your life. Now, you have to adjust this because we have inflation, right? We have uncertainty sometimes. Depend upon where you're taking this 4% rule, it's not 100% successful. It is not.
Right.
It's just a basic guide, which you should never take to heart. It's just a basic, basic guide. It does not work, but it's a basic guide because your plan should be customized to you. This is just a general 4% rule that came out over 30 years ago, and it's a good idea to follow as a basic idea, but never, never follow it.
And so if you have questions about those issues and more, or the three-legged stool, which also doesn't exist anymore. You know, we used to talk with our grandparents, and I remember having this conversation with my grandfather. He had a pension. He had something that was akin to a 401k because he worked for a school district. So he had some savings, plus he had the pension. And then I think what you got a gold watch or something at the end of your retirement back in the 50s or the 60s. That doesn't exist anymore either because many people, Peter, don't have pensions.
Of course.
and so many of those aren't, what is the word I'm looking for, Peter? I don't want to say that they're not guaranteed anymore the way they once were. But if you have a company that is still offering a pension, a lot of those companies are now offering lump sums for those.
Yeah, it's they understand now that it's actually very expensive to maintain them. And a lot of the newer generation doesn't want to fund it. Right? So it's becoming a risky asset class for them. So a lot of these companies are telling you in a nice way, you have an option of choosing a lump sum. And majority of the time you want to choose it, but you have to choose it the right way. You have to create your own personalized pension or your own protection of an income plan. And you have to understand income planning if you're going to choose a lump sum.
What do you do for people, Peter, who come in and let's say they have been working 20, 25 years and they still don't know if this is the year that I need to retire. Am I ready to retire? And I want you to talk a little bit about the numbers that you can plug in to help people make that informed decision. Not just because I'm sick of my boss, not just because I miss the grandkids and I want to go see them, but an informed decision about whether or not this should be the year. When I know, Peter, you can sit down with people and say, okay, if you wait one more year or two more years, your retirement outlook looks even better and you run those numbers.
Yeah. So you want to make sure you give yourself a little bit of time when planning, right? You never want to do it even 6 months. You don't want to wait 6 months before you retire. You don't want to wait a year before you retire. We use the 10-year rule. The 10-year rule says 5 years before, 5 years after you retire, the most important years of your life. So making sure you're giving yourself enough time on your side to make sure you are planning and getting confirmation that you are on track. Because if you're a little short, at least you can have 2 or 3 years to make up for that shortness because you know X amount of dollars – based on an analysis, you know exactly what you need to aim for. So now it's not like you're going to retire in 6 months. How can you make up for this gap or this extra stretch of assets or you know, put these monies away? So you give yourself a little bit more time to understand, okay, this is what I need to do today. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of years before I retire. I should be on track. Boom. That's exactly what you should be doing at that sense. Now, some people who are already retired never got a chance to actually go through this kind of detail of a plan. And that's fine because I see a good majority of people who just retired, who've been retired for 5, 6, 7 years, or even 10 years. And now they're trying to realize, okay, I'm not looking to take on any more risk. I'm tired of it. I don't want to lose any more money and so on and so forth. So now they're starting to realize, okay, we need this financial plan to put in place. So it really all depends. It really all depends because to where you are in life, what stage you're in, the preservation stage, accumulation stage, or the distribution of asset stage. And now we understand how to make sure we're planning for the next X amount of years.
Make that appointment. I'm telling you, check this off your list. You will feel better. You will feel lighter if you just check this off your list. You will breathe easier just knowing. Don't bury your head in the sand when it comes to these very important topics regarding retirement. The phone number is 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079, or go to themodernmoneyshow.com. You can look at some of our old episodes that we have done, look at some of the topics we have talked about, and most importantly, you can reach out to Peter, who will help guide you through your retirement. 1-800-880-8079. Thank you so much always, Peter, for your time.
Until next time, make sure you give us a call for your free complimentary book.
Make it a great week, everybody. Peter, we'll talk next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.